It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've heard this week, the Justice Department released a report that laid out the CIA's treatment of detainees under interrogation. There were mock executions, unauthorized chokeholds, and threats. As much as the report revealed, whole pages and sections were blacked out, which has led some people to ask, what's missing? NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Until the death of Senator Edward Kennedy, the Inspector General's report into the CIA's use of harsh interrogation tactics was topping the news.
The government is launching a criminal investigation into a new report describing unauthorized and inhumane practices by the CIA in dealing with terror suspects.
They are CIA documents, and it's safe to say things won't be the same at the CIA after this.
The report offers up the largest public disclosure of CIA methods and tactics since the Iran-Contra hearings. And yet, it left a lot to the imagination. Some 36 of its pages were partially redacted. Another 30 were completely blacked out.
I have not read the unclassified version of the Inspector General report. That's why I'm able to speak with you.
John Radson was a lawyer in the CIA's General Counsel's office during the Bush administration.
We've had a lot of detail. I don't think that there are any other abuses there.
Others, both inside and outside the agency, agree. But one could hardly be blamed for being a little suspicious. The same report was released in response to an ACLU Freedom of Information Act request in 2007. At that time, barely a sentence was left unredacted. Radson says that's because at the time, the Bush administration had only just acknowledged that secret prisons where the interrogations took place even existed.
These are close calls about what can be revealed to the American people for transparency and accountability, but at the same time, what needs to be protected to do intelligence work.
Things that are generally redacted are names and locations, sensitive techniques, and sources. Robert Bayer is a former CIA operative and is often a critic of the agency.
I don't know what's under those blacked out marks, but I suspect it's the normal thing the CIA doesn't like to get out, you know, if they use any sort of technical language as well. It's special to the CIA.
What's an example of technical language?
Oh, we use cryptonyms for facilities and things like that. They always blank those out.
Cryptonym is actually a word in Merriam-Webster's dictionary. It means a secret name. Bayer says any of the CIA's cover stories would also be kept secret. For example,
there's some accusations they actually posed as Saudis in some of these interrogations. You know, pretending you worked for Saudi intelligence is a no-no they can't make public, or if your cover was Department of Agriculture.
Also on the cutting room floor would be details related to any ongoing investigations. So if the Justice Department intended to look into the death of a particular detainee, for example, details on that would likely be redacted as well. People who make these censoring decisions are called Information Review Officers, or IROs. They tend to be case agents who have some experience in the clandestine service or CIA retirees.
The IRO that I work with had been there for a number of years, and I thought that he was a straight shooter. He called them the way he saw them.
Again, former CIA lawyer John Radson.
But at the end of the day, he's supposed to protect the secrets at the CIA. And it is other forces, these other actors, that need to pry out the secrets to find an appropriate balance.
Among the secrets, photographs taken of detainees while in U.S. custody. The Obama administration has refused to release them. The case has been appealed to the Supreme Court. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.